الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة. وقال تعالى في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال، رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His infinite mercy and wisdom and kindness, has allowed us once again to congregate and meet. We are living in very unique times, in very strange times, in times of tremendous amount of complexity, in times in which it's not easy to be what you wish to be, regardless of your faith. It's not easy for a true Christian to be a Christian. It's not easy for a Jew to be a true Jew. And likewise, it is very difficult for a Muslim also to be a Muslim, especially at a point in time when individuals are making open statements against Islam and are associating Muslims and Islam as inseparable. Before, we used to say Islam is perfect, as its rules and regulations we know it is perfect, but Muslims, we can say, are bad. Why they are bad? They don't want to pray, they don't want to fast, they don't want to go for Hajj, they don't want to be honest in business, they want to take part in inappropriate discussions, they want to lie, they want to cheat, they want to associate with people that are not so good. So we say the religion itself is perfect. But the people are not perfect. And that's the way, as a matter of fact, that's the way Muslims themselves are. When they talk about Judaism and Christianity, a Muslim will never ever say, they cannot ever say, Christianity in itself is bad. Because if they say Christianity is bad, there is a fear that they are saying Jesus, peace be upon him, is bad. And once they say that, automatically they come out of the fall of Islam. That's why you'll never hear a Muslim saying Judaism is bad. A Muslim, I've never heard of a Muslim saying that. You cannot hear a Muslim saying that. Because when he says Judaism is bad, he's saying that the authentic religion of Musa alayhi salam, of Harun alayhi salam, is bad. And once a person says that, automatically, by default, he comes out of the fold of Islam. So Muslims have to be very sensitive to other religions. However, the same sentiment is not shared towards Muslims. So as a Muslim, just to recap, he cannot say Christianity is bad, because if he says that, he's wiping out the Quran statement on the Injil, which is the Old Testament, which is a scripture of the Christians. And when a Muslim says something bad about the Injil, in reality, not only is he saying something bad about Christianity, he's also now saying something bad about his own Quran. Because the Quran talks about the Injil. Likewise, as far as the Torah is concerned, the same rule applies. So, although we are living in these very, very unique times, in times where it has become a fair game to attack Muslims as well as Islam, once a person makes a distinction between these two things, that yes, Muslims have an issue,
Muslims have a problem, and we should not mix the boat together, Islam and Muslims, and at the same time become sensitive to these two areas, is very, very critical for our success and improvement. You know, there was a time, not too long time ago, even in America in the 80s and early 90s, there was also a distinction between Americans and the rules and the rule makers of America. For example, you go anywhere in the world right now, and this is, when I say anywhere in the world, from a statistical point of view, this is what people have to say. As far as Americans are concerned, we have no problem with them. It's a standard statement. You ask anyone, generally, they say Americans are loving. Americans in themselves want peace. Americans by nature want to help and assist people wherever they may be. In fact, there are surveys upon surveys that have brought this sentiment forward. So what do you have a problem with, you'll ask them. Whether it's a person in Ethiopia, whether it's a person in Somalia, whether it's a person in Afghanistan, whether it's a person in Iraq, they will say, Americans we don't have a problem with. We have a problem with those individuals that are ruling America. Those individuals that are making policies for America. There's a big difference. In fact, you go to the average American in the street, you ask him who's the vice president of America, he won't even know the vice president's name. It's a reality. In fact, if you ask them who were the last three presidents, or the last five presidents, some did not even know father and son were presidents at different point in time. They don't even know that. George Bush Senior and George Bush Junior. And now you get the George Bush, the third fellow, he's going to confuse, from an American point of view, he's going to confuse the life out of Americans. Imagine three people if they became president for one family. People, they don't care about these things. The average individual is very busy on something else. What are they busy on? They are busy trying to pay their water bill, busy trying to pay the rent bill, busy trying to pay the mortgage, busy worrying about Christmas and what gifts they're going to get and if they can afford those gifts and how they're going to pay those gifts. Therefore, just as Islam and Muslims, it's important to make a difference and distinguish between the both, Christianity and Christians, it's important to create a distinguishing factor between the both. Likewise, the average person also has to realize, very, very importantly, that every Muslim out there does not hate Americans or European nations, for that matter. In fact, many Muslims will say they have earned more success in non-Muslim countries than they have earned in their own countries. Now you come to the issue of the Trump thing that has come about, where he said it is preferred, or if he had a choice, he will ban the coming of Muslims to America, or them setting foot onto American soil. What he has basically done, and those that have now supported him, that shield that people had for America, where they said, the ruling party we understand, those that govern we understand, that their policies are there to hurt Muslims. When individuals give support to the likes of Trump, what they are now saying, yes, we agree with those that are ruling, and we also now are blatantly going to come and hurt you or wish hurt towards you. And this statement that he has made has affected us enough for me to say, from the time the statement is made up to now, there are no less than 7 calls we have received where girls have been pushed into the locker while they were taking out the textbooks in school, where in one case we got a person pulled up behind the other car, you know, in the malls, or in places where you go shopping, cars have to come out. Where this person came all the way in the back, restricting this individual, where they could not basically back out, and thereafter went to them and said, go back, we don't want you and your type. And this type of thing has occurred to our youth. It's also occurred to, for example, a woman I heard, her spouse was mentioning, was driving, stopped at a red light. The car nearby is saying something. She opens her window and the person remarks, you and your type do not belong in America. You and your type do not belong in America. And this woman is saying, it turns out I'm not only born in America, I'm born here, my grandparents are born here, my great-grandparents are born here, I am a convert to Islam. And thereafter she said something very, very astonishing. She says, when I converted to Islam, it was because of my husband, who also converted to Islam. And I was always in doubt whether I should be a Muslim or not be a Muslim. When this person did this to me, I now realized whatever doubt I had regarding Islam, that doubt is now gone. Now I've realized that this is my true religion. It's a religion that I've chosen. Now I wish to be part of it and I wish to become an active member in it. How can I become active in sharing what Islam is all about? That's why it comes in the Quran and it comes in the Hadith. That when a believer goes through pain and sacrifice, their pain and sacrifice can do one of two things. One is they attribute that pain to the environment, which is the worst thing you can do. So for example, your business is not good, you couldn't get into a certain program, and you only attribute that to, well, if only I got up earlier, I would have been more successful. If only I did this, if only I did that. No. A true believer, they're ethical in their business. They don't lie, they don't cheat. When it comes to their studies, they're ethical and genuine. They do the best they can at all times. And they continue evaluating what they are doing. And they become the best. And thereafter, if something goes wrong, you know what they say? They say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Allah knows why I'm doing good. Allah knows why I'm doing bad. I leave my matter to Allah. Thereafter, they evaluate where they have gone wrong. This is the Islamic way of doing it. And thereafter, they improve on their shortfalls. They improve on their weakness. And they continue leaving what has taken place in the hands and the court of Allah. And say, "Oh Allah, you know best what has happened, why it has happened, and that's how it should be." So, struggle makes two things take place. One is, it makes you turn away from Islam or turn away from religion. And my brothers and sisters, a lot of Muslims in the past few days have begun questioning whether they should be Muslims or not Muslims. That is why in the Quran it says it very beautifully regarding the Christians and the Jews. You know, everyone thinks we're out there to hurt them and talk bad about them and do evil to them. You know what Allah says in the Quran regarding them? Allah says from amongst them, and from hadith we also learn, from amongst them there are those that are wonderful in nature. They are so wonderful in nature that when you look at them, when you interact with them, when you behave, when you deal with them, you'll say, you know what? These folks are more Muslim than Muslims themselves. When you interact with them, you'll say, they are more Muslim than even myself. Allah talks about them. And you know, in light of that, right now, there are a lot of people that are wearing, and you'll see a few of them wearing, green ribbons. Some of them wearing hats. Some of them wearing a scarf. The question is, why are they doing it? Because they have seen through the negative that is out there and are evaluating things for what they are. So they know there are some Muslims that are good, They know majority of Muslims are good, and there are few, and there are those that are not so good. And they have made a distinction between the both, and have chosen to give support to those that are better or good in nature. And likewise, as Muslim, when you study Islamic history, now we shouldn't be flattered and say, wow, look, they are supporting us. And get all excited and crazy about it. They are supporting, it's good. Because if you look at Islamic history, Muslims also supported Jews and Christians when they were going through a hard time. In fact, if you study Turkish history, you know full well that when Jews were being persecuted, when they were being sent out, when they were being hurt, who gave them assistance? It was Muslims. There are many Christian groups up till today in various parts of Africa. They even want to dress like Muslims. They feel safe with Muslims. They feel secure with Muslims. In fact, if you go to South Africa, many of the Africans in South Africa, for example, they support Muslims. In fact, if you look on Mandela's team, there were many Muslims that were active. And there was one reason why they were active in supporting Muslims. Because this is what they said. When we were having it rough, there were those of you that made it easy for us. You all helped us. You all allowed us, at the time of our pain, to attain comfort and ease. So, in a pluralistic society, in a diverse society, it goes both ways. And it should go both ways. Just as today, you are willing to give support to us at a time in which many Muslims are going through a tremendous amount of pain. Many Muslims are going through a tremendous amount of sorrow, a lot of grief. They are in doubt themselves whether they should do good or not do good. By you telling them that they can do better, it means a lot. And at the same time, those of us that are here, that are going through enormous amount of difficulty, especially the young ones, as a result of those nasty statements that have been made by politicians. And by the way, talking of politicians and politics, normally I don't watch much of the debates out there. And I remember once I said this to someone, and they said, look at the way you talk like you're debating, why would you listen to somebody else debating? Well, having said that, much of that debate was about what? It was just about military. It was just about arms buildup. It was just about issues on how to possibly hurt other individuals under the name of security. Can you imagine? Approximately 10 people standing on stage and each one saying the same thing. We gotta go and get them. We gotta go and get them. But we don't know exactly how to get them, but I'm gonna do this, this, this to get them. Everyone coming up with a theory on how to get them, but they don't know how to get anything. That's what basically you have watched on stage for that entire time period. Can you imagine if they spend that same time period talking about peace, talking about how to appreciate one another, how to work as a society in building up goodness and benefit for America? No, none of that. How to improve our education system? No specifics regarding that. How to create more peace and facilitate peace in America on a greater level? Nothing about that. Getting the economy moving so people can have better jobs. You know, sometimes when they say we have a higher level of employment, you know what that means? All it means is more people working in McDonald's. That's not really a higher level of employment. And none of those specifics on how to get people into better and more well-paying jobs. Nothing about appreciation for our teachers. Nothing about how to ensure safety and security for our police force and firefighters. Nothing about how to reduce military on the ground or military folks on the ground and give them safety and security through strategies inclined towards peace, justice, and goodness. Nothing about that. My brothers, what does that tell you and I? It tells you and I that it is now important for us to fully understand, and don't take this the wrong way, but fully understand, why are you in America? Is it just for a paycheck? Well, let me tell you, statistically, when statements like that are made, your paycheck is going to be cut. Regardless of who you are, it's going to affect you. So the first question, why did you really come to America? Number one. Number two, what is America all about? And is it about what they are saying? And if it is not about that, then as Muslims, it is for you and I to facilitate in that change. And one way we can do that is not by being afraid to be who we are, rather stand for who and what we are and continue passing the good message of peace and kindness. That's all you have to do right now, is continue talking about goodness, continue talking about peace, continue talking about methods on how you can attain peace, making your neighbors feel comfortable around you, assisting them at the time of need. If it means sending food now and then to them, that's what you got to do. If it means giving your neighbor a ride, that's what you got to do. Everything that it takes for you to make people feel safe around you and show them exactly who you are is the time for you and I to do it. And the time to do it is right now. Because my brothers and sisters in Islam, if we are not going to become active in that, then I'm afraid what we have witnessed in the past 5 or 7 days is only going to get much more worse. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in understanding why we are here, help us understand on how we can continue making a contribution to our society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in understanding the value of our iman, our faith, and may He help us, and may we also help ourselves in creating a greater level of understanding for our religion and creating a higher level of practicing that which is part of our faith. My brothers and sisters, there is no greater time for you to teach your family the value of the basics. I know everyone says you've got to talk about the serious stuff there. It's time to talk about the basics. Help and have them pray and turn to Allah during the course of the prayer. Help them learn basic surahs of the Quran so they can appreciate the value of the Quran and the value of the religion and the value of their Prophet and the value of what Allah is all about. Help them understand that there is no better time for us to turn towards what we should be turning towards, especially right now. So this is something we have to work towards. This is something we have to take serious. And it is the only thing, inshallah, that will help us become a group of individuals that are not only more successful, but can give greater levels of success to the environment that we are part of. If we did otherwise, we will go through, unfortunately, tremendous amount of grief and anxiety, which is not the idea of our religion and our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillah.